Majority Republicans in 2011 were tasked with redrawing the boundaries as required every 10 years. This has resulted in a pending challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court over what is termed gerrymandering. Common Cause of Wisconsin Executive Director Jay Heck says the resulting voting boundaries have changed the process.
There was one party in control of all three branches of government, the legislative and the governorship. And they've created a situation where we have very few competitive assembly and state senate seats and zero competitive congressional seats. And as a consequence, elections are decided not in November for many of these state legislative and congressional seats, but really in the primaries instead.
Heck says most supporters of change are looking at what is being called the Iowa model. He says mainly Democrats favor the change, but he says there is some support among Republicans as well. He says the hope is to get a new nonpartisan system in place by the next redraw in 2021, here describing the Iowa system.
Instead is done in Iowa by a nonpartisan service bureau. The counterpart in Wisconsin would be the Legislative Reference Bureau, and they draw the lines according to a strict set of criteria, but not partisan criteria. They do things like try to keep communities together, counties together. Squares and rectangles are good.
Heck says under the current system, legislative leaders can largely dictate what the voting boundaries need to look like to keep a majority. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.